I'm Ray Suarez, and you're listening to AIDS, the Politics of Prevention on America Abroad. As we've heard this hour, South Africa's early history with the virus was one of political foot-dragging that emphasized scapegoating over science. But as the epidemiologist Chris Byrer at Johns Hopkins University points out, other nations with similar demographics had very different approaches to AIDS.
If you look, for example, at 1990, the HIV prevalence in Brazil was roughly 1% of adults. The HIV prevalence in South Africa in 1990 was 1% of adults. And Brazil's epidemic, the population prevalence now is 0.6%. And South Africa, tragically, has gone in exactly the opposite direction. So, you know, one is an example of what early prevention with a human rights-based approach can really achieve, and the other, unfortunately, is what happens if you really ignore this.
America Abroad's Matt Ozug traveled to Brazil to explore the country's prevention strategies that collaborate with those most at risk. Specifically, that means public health officials are partnering with prostitutes.
Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana neighborhood is famous for its beaches, bossa nova sounds, and increasingly, sex for hire. Prostitution is legal in Brazil, and the beachfront disco Help has become a favorite destination for Rio's sex tourists.
My name is Val, and I'm a prostitute, and I was distributing condoms here. It's important for us to talk about prevention and about our rights.
Val is a volunteer for DaVita, a local NGO organized to speak out for the health and safety of its members, 25,000 Brazilian sex workers. One of the main reasons for Brazil's relatively low HIV rate is that the Brazilian response has included organizations like DaVita and pushed for everyone, from the president to prostitutes, to practice safe sex.
The people talk to me, how much?
51-year-old Irene has been a commercial sex worker for 6 years.
It's necessary to use a condom.
Yes, necessary condom. It's stupid. It's stupid. Condom is no problem. No importa. Beautiful, non beautiful, big, fat, kiss here. Yeah, normal. I no discrimination.
Public health experts say Brazil's approach works because, like Irene, it doesn't discriminate.
The virus is very democratic. Most of the adult population have sex. And that changes things. That changed also the way AIDS was viewed.
Mariangela Simão heads the National AIDS Campaign at Brazil's Ministry of Health. They've continued to work with groups like DaVita, even though it meant rejecting nearly $50 million in U.S. funding for AIDS.
The U.S. started requiring countries to state that they oppose prostitution. And we can't do that in Brazil. You know, when you criminalize prostitution, you add to stigma and discrimination, and you add vulnerability.
The U.S. was not the only source of opposition, though. The staff of DaVita say that they face persistent discrimination and struggle with fundraising. To make ends meet, the NGO started a fashion line called Dashpu, or From the Hookers. They unveiled their collection on the catwalk to this Brazilian Baile Funke song, written expressly for them. Although Brazil's public health partnership with sex workers has been controversial, a World Bank evaluation says programs like these have had the largest impact on stemming the epidemic here. In many countries, experts believe long-term solutions will come through condoms, fewer partners, and fidelity in marriage. But in Brazil's more permissive culture, public health experts say focusing on condom use alone is a far more effective option. And they've aired some of the most explicit public service announcements in the world.
Wow! What are you so excited about, man? Are you nuts?
In this early TV commercial, a man at a party ducks into a bathroom to have a talk with himself about the importance of using a condom. or tiny hat, as they're called here. It's a two-sided conversation, with the dialogue being filled out by a voice in the man's pants.
Okay, but it has to be with a condom.
Here comes that condom thing again. Oh, man.
Yeah, condom, man.
Viva com prazer. Viva o sexo seguro.
Mariangela Simão.
The pillar of our prevention strategy is the promotion of condom use. And the government buys a large quantity of condoms. And we are buying right now 1.2 billion condoms.
Do you have any sense of how many condoms are produced globally?
Around 15 billion, 15, 16 billion.
So no. Almost 1 in 10 of...
Yes. When we started that, it was 1/4 of the global production.
The government has even built a condom factory in the Amazon to supplement global purchases. Condom promotion would seem like an uphill battle in a country where 3 out of 4 citizens are at least nominally Catholic. But the Brazilian church has been relatively quiet on the issue. Although officially opposed to condom use, a historical leftist streak in the church has also allowed for some distance from the Vatican. At Rio's Catholic University, Father Luis Lima walks a fine line. He counsels his parishioners that there is room within church teachings, he says, for Catholics to use condoms.
The Catholic Church is against artificial birth control. It doesn't mean to be against the use of condom to prevent AIDS. It's a subtle but a very important distinction. If there is a risk of contamination, people must use condom.
And that's exactly what a large number of Brazilians have been doing, using condoms. But Brazil's unique AIDS strategy extends beyond prevention to also include guaranteed treatment for every AIDS patient. Brazil's 1988 constitution defines healthcare as a right for all and a duty of the state. And this universal treatment makes prevention easier and more effective, says Pedro Checker, who founded Brazil's National AIDS Program.
If you provide treatment for free and at good level, it is easier to convince people to be tested. Yes, because if there is no hope, what for? I'm going to be tested for nothing.
But Brazil's unique strategy is not for everyone. Because their prevention approach does not emphasize abstinence or fidelity in marriage, the Brazilian model has not been widely adopted internationally. Mariangela Simão at the Ministry of Health.
You know, we don't work with abstinence. We think that we should help with information and that teenagers have to make the choices because they make their choices, whether we, whether parents like it or not, you know, they decide when they're going to have their first sexual relation and when whether they're going to use a condom or not. So we want their decision to be informed.
Simão says that as a result, over the last 2 decades, first-time condom use among teens has jumped almost 60%. But the program also raised concerns from some quarters that preaching about condoms would make teens more sexually active.
They say, when you're talking too much about condoms, when you're talking about sex, you're instigating them to have sex earlier, you know. And we have shown that in Brazil it didn't change, you know, because like in 98, the median age to start sexual life or sexual activities for boys was between 14 and 15, and for girls was 15 to 16. In 2005, 2007, it was the same. It didn't change.
Despite successful programs like these, nobody is claiming victory, and major challenges still remain here. But what Brazil has shown is that, whatever the social context, it's impossible to imagine defeating HIV without two things: an acknowledgement of the realities of sexual behavior, and prevention strategies that are developed in partnership with those communities most at risk. For America Abroad, I'm Matt Ozug.
I'm Ray Suarez, and you're listening to AIDS, the Politics of Prevention on America Abroad. Coming up, we'll look back at President Bush's unprecedented emergency plan for AIDS relief in Africa.
Support for America Abroad is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, the Star Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Stewart Family Foundation, and from The American Interest, a magazine devoted to illuminating America's global role. Support for America Abroad also comes from this station and Public Radio International stations nationwide, and is made possible in part by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.